Horst R.G., Sierra B.L., and Jennifer R.P. Proof of the Existence of God in an Afterlife. Journal of Experimental Psychology, Volume 95, Spring 2007, pages 32 to 36. "Remember the future?" said the subject. He fumbled an old envelope from the pocket crawling across his yellow T-shirt. Jennifer frowned as the kid wrote the words down. "Remember. Future." No one had ever taken notes before. "Time isn't a river," Jennifer continued. "It's..." Momentarily distracted, he glanced down at the questionnaire the kid had filled out as part of the experiment. "It's a field." Subject was Timothy Corrigan, freshman English major. Claimed he wanted to be a poet. "Not only this second," said Jennifer, "but 10 minutes ago, 10 minutes from now, and 10 years from now are all within our range." Corrigan nodded. "Time present and time past are both present in time now." Jennifer stared at the kid blankly. "T.S. Eliot," said Corrigan. "Burnt Norton. No, this is good stuff." He held his pen ready. "So how do I remember the future?"